this is probably the last temporary fix for people in group homes with a mental illness, developmental disability, or Alzheimer's. At the start of this year, they could no longer get Medicaid funding for help eating, bathing, or receiving other personal care in the homes. That was because of a change in state law that makes it harder to qualify for those services. Under that law, about 1,300 people currently in group homes are no longer considered disabled enough to keep getting services. Right before it kicked in, former Governor Bev Perdue found additional state funding to maintain those services for another month or so. And now, co-chair of the Senate Healthcare Committee, Lewis Pate, says people in group homes would keep getting temporary funding until July.
We allocated something like $39 million that would help residents of these homes to keep them in place until a more permanent arrangement could be found.
None of that money is new. Legislators had already set it aside for people who are losing similar services in adult care homes, which are like group homes but much larger. Under the new legislation, people living in both settings would share that money until July. The House still needs to approve a Senate amendment before it goes to the governor. As far as a permanent fix goes, Senator Pate says legislators are trying to come up with one and include it in the new budget. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.